Were it not for the golden gleam of C-3PO's head, bobbing along through a forest of feathery antennae as he questioned their guide about the colony languages, Leia would never have been able to tell which scarlet-headed insect they were following. The passage took a sharp bend, and Leia lost sight of C-3PO. Waving the others to follow, she started to walk faster. "What's the hurry?" Han said, catching her by the arm. "We could use a few minutes alone." "Alone?" Leia tipped her head at the steady stream of insects clattering past. "Take a look around." Han was careful to avoid doing as she suggested, but gave a little shudder anyway. "You know what I mean. Without Raynar's spy listening in, I've got a plan." "Plans are good," Saba agreed from the back of the group. "But we don't want to look suspicious," Mara said. She waved the group forward again, and they set off with Leia and Han in the lead, Luke and Mara next, and Saba bringing up the rear. "Let's keep moving while we talk." "I'm pretty sure I can talk Jude into giving us a copy of that list of nests on his datapad and any charts he does have on the colony," Han said. "Between that and your Jedi senses, it shouldn't take us that long to figure out where Jaina and the others are. After all, Raynar practically told us where to look, a light year or so from the frontier." "If he was being honest," Mara said. "He was always clever. But now, we should be careful." "And that's why we should accept his offer to stay on Yogoi for a while," Leia said. They rounded the bend in the corridor, and Leia spotted C-3PO's golden head 15 meters ahead. "We need to learn as much about Raynar and the colony as he knows about us."
"We know enough," Han grumbled.
"We know that Raynar joined minds with a bunch of bugs, and if we don't get to Jaina and Jason and the others soon, the same thing's going to happen to them."
"Han, we have time," Luke said. "A Jedi's mind is not easily dominated."
"Oh yeah?" Han glanced back. "Raynar was a Jedi. A much younger and inexperienced Jedi, and a grievously wounded one," Mara said. "Luke and Leia are right. We need to answer some questions before we go."
"Yes," Saba said. "This one would like to know why they are lying about the Dark Jedi."
Mara nodded. "I noticed that too."
They came to the divide in the passage and started down the right-hand branch. C-3PO and the guide were waiting about 5 meters ahead. The guide droned.
"Yogoi asks that you please try to keep up,"
C-3PO translated.
"And she politely suggests that you start your investigations at the crash. That way, you can see for yourself that Yunu Thule is not lying about the Dark Jedi. Or anything else."
Leia's stomach tightened in surprise, but she wasted no effort trying to figure out how the insect knew what they had been discussing. Instead, she smiled calmly and said, "That sounds like an excellent idea, Yogoi. Thank you for the suggestion."